looking for the money for purchasing the inventory.
Good morning, Jess. Can I help you?
I'm sorry. Is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff. This is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. I just wanted to give you a call. Looks like we got your application. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. I just kind of wanted to get a clear idea of kind of the situation, what you guys are looking for, that sort of thing, so I can kind of, move forward accordingly. On my notes here, it says you guys are probably looking for about $100,000, and it's mainly for cash flow management. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, it's a minimum of $100,000. We're looking for a line of credit.
Okay. All right. Now, I see on here also that you do have a current working capital loan, right?
Right.
Okay. And I see that is through WebBank. Do you know what your current balance is on that?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Do you want the balance of the principal or principal and interest?
I guess the total, yeah, principal and interest together.
I'm going to start taking a rough guess right now and say it's probably right about 120.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, what did you guys use that for? Did you get it for the cash flow issues?
We got that to pretty much manage some cash flow needs at that time.
Okay. Now, have you done any other working capital loans in the past?
We have a 45K that we have with Link. I don't know the name. Bank Link Mills.
Okay, so just like a smaller one from somebody that you did like a one-time thing with.
Right, and that's recent too.
Okay. All right. Now, give me an idea of what the cash flow situation is like. Are you guys waiting like net 90 or something on payments from customers?
It's net 60 on our some huge customers.
Oh,
where our vendors is net 30. So right now it's like, okay, so we get the material in. By the time we pay the material and all this stuff, it's still 2 months out before we see the check.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have to machine the parts and do all our labor on it and do an outside process. So some of the labor could take up to processes could do up to 6 weeks.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
So.
Okay.
We have $8,000-$10,000 worth of material bills, and we're not seeing that check until 4 months later. Well, we can't be 120 days on our vendors.
Yeah, absolutely. And is this kind of like an ongoing issue? Like it's pretty consistent, this format for you?
It's always this format. Then they're ordering more products. The orders are getting bigger, which means our bills are getting bigger.
Sure.
And so we sit on 400,000 receivables right now. But like I said, we won't see that for over the next 60 days.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And sorry, I don't have exactly everything in front of me right now. Can you do you have an idea of what your guys' gross annual sales are?
About 2.8 million.
Oh, 2.8. Okay. All right. So there's definitely some room to work there. Now, I have a couple, options that I'm going to try to go for here. I think I kind of have a clear picture of what you're trying to do. Now, to give you a little initial feedback on that, right? We do have the traditional lines of credit. Typically, the size of those are going to be probably a little smaller than what you're looking for. Now, we do offer working capital, and on that side of things, we can get you the much larger amounts. I'm looking at the file that you have with WebBank. Now, if I'm able to get you, qualified for a larger amount where we would be able to maybe refinance you out of that web bank and get you into a loan with additional cash at a much lower rate. Would that be something that you guys could work with as opposed to a line of credit?
I've already talked to the owner on that. Unless we can get that interest gone, because that's pretty much guaranteed interest.
Yeah.
So he's like, we've already got the interest tied up. We're going to pay on it anyway, so might as well not even worry about that.
Are they separating the principal and the interest for you?
The way I read it, it's guaranteed.
Okay, yeah.
So if we advance pay it, it's not going to matter.
Okay. All right, and I can have somebody take a look at that on my end that probably knows their programs a little more clearly. But what I'm going to do is, I guess I'm going to go forward, get you guys a couple different options, then run them by you, see what makes the most sense.
All right.
As far as the line of credit, I don't think that, you know, $100,000 is going to be available right away. Typically, we're working with something like $40,000. But as far as like a working capital loan, do you recall what the terms are on that web bank? Is it a 12-month term, or are you guys a little longer than that?
15 months.
15 months. Okay, because we do have programs that go up to 2 years, can be a little longer, and I know that the rates are lower than that. So it could be something that makes sense, especially if this is a problem, if it's an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it was right at the peak of what the owner would be willing to borrow at, and it was. It came out to 20% APR.
Sure, yeah.
So he goes, okay, that's fine, let's go ahead and do it. We need to put mine then. And then we pretty much stay consistent paying. We pay everything. We have never had a negative balance in our checking account.
Okay, that was another question I was going to have. Okay. All right, yeah.
We have $100,000 in our bank right now.
Okay. All right, and you're dealing with probably, you said like $400,000 on the AR.
No, I can give you an exact number here. I invoiced last Friday, and right now I'm sitting on $352,000.
Oh, okay.
That's not including anything I shipped this week.
Okay, and you said you're taking on kind of larger than usual customers. Is that trend continuing?
No, we have one customer that is an aerospace customer that we're doing somewhere about $1.1 million worth of work with them, and they're increasing their orders.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. How long have you guys been in business over there?
34 years.
Oh, okay. That'll go a long way, helping me get some options in place, too. Okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I have a pretty clear picture, so I'm going to go ahead and get this thing submitted. Do you guys have a time frame on when you were trying to kind of wrap the whole process up, if something does make sense for you?
Well, like I said, as long as we can get an offer and see what it is, we're not pushing hard for a line. Well, we're looking for a line, we're not pushing for a loan.
Okay.
So, I mean, whatever, there's no really set time frame on it.
Okay. Perfect. I just like to make sure, you know, there's not a deadline or anything that we're working with. We generally can work pretty quickly, but I want to be pretty thorough with it so I can get a couple options for you and see kind of what makes sense. So that's where I'm at. I will go ahead and get things started. We will probably, at the very least, give you... Is email an easy way to stay in touch, just if I have like a short, small, quick update for you?
Yeah, actually, that's my preferred method.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just... I want to verify, make sure.
That way it documents everything, so when the owner comes in and goes, hey, where are we at with that line of credit with this bank or whatever, I can show it to him.
Yeah, a lot of times it's easier for me, too. I'm kind of mobile. I'm moving around a lot. So I have, for the email, I have Jeff at, is it sacedm.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead. I'll get things started, get the process moving, and I will keep you posted. At the very least, I'll send you an update tomorrow.
All right, great.
Okay, thanks for the time, Jeff.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.